What was the discussion like that brought you to the announcement yesterday?
Well, the straws were something that we actually decided on last year, was to do the straws by request. That was the first one. But the balloons were and the plastic bag that we decided on this year, one of the largest reasons for going and doing that. We kept looking and realizing kind of how much damage, I'll say, plastics can do because they don't break down, especially close to the beach. And so, you know, you can't go online, you can't do a lot of things without seeing how plastics are harming the marine life. And being so close to the beach, we felt that if we eliminated our plastic bags and the balloons would just be a good step forward in helping with the environment. And then really, there's a second reason also, and that's helium. You know, helium is a gas that I don't believe is a renewable gas, and or it's very hard for it to be renewable. And we're running out of it. We're running out of it in the country. We've seen from our side of it as the business needing it, we've had a lot of times where we just have suppliers who run out of it. Mm-hmm. They can't get it. So as we looked, we said, okay, this could be twofold. There's two good reasons to be doing this with balloons, you know, for the environment and also because we are running out of helium as a gas.
Are you anticipating people being upset by the balloons in particular?
We had a lot of discussion about that because we're kind of the iconic beach restaurants down here. I've been here for almost 60 years, and it's been a very large part of our identity. The culture of our company is always to have them and give them out. We've been giving out balloons. See, I've been with the company for over 18 years, and I have some of my staff in the 30 and 40-year range who don't remember when we had not given out balloons. So it's been something that we've been doing for a very long time. So it's part of our culture. And we did anticipate that we may have some pushback from it. But when you explain to people, the main reason we are doing this is because we think that balloons are harming the environment. They're basically harming marine life because we're so close to the ocean with it. Once you start telling people that, it's very hard to argue with that. We're trying to do our part to make the world a little better.
Yeah.
It's a very hard thing to argue. When you balance that against somebody not having a balloon, you know, it may be a little hard for some of the, you know, small kids who come in who are looking forward to getting that. And they don't understand the environmental impact of it, but the parents do. And it has seemed to be a welcome change from our patrons so far.
As far as the balloons, I get it. Will you be offering the kids something else, a substitution?
Well, we're looking into a few different things. I mean, right now we do have coloring pages. We have, you know, crowns and coloring pages that they have when they come into the restaurant. We have been trying to source something different that we can do as a giveaway to the kids. We haven't found anything that's a solution that's comparable with balloons yet, but it is definitely something that we're looking into.
You know what the problem's going to be, Jeff? A lot of the stuff that's made is made out of plastic. You don't want to do that.
Exactly. I mean, one of the things we were talking about doing something that was kind of like a throwing disc, almost like a frisbee. And then all of a sudden we realized, wait a minute, these are all, again, you know, this is something that is not going to help, could hurt.
Talk to me about the plastic bag. So I go get some carry out. Obviously, if it's a box pizza, I don't need a bag for that.
Correct.
But if I get something else, what would you be putting it in? Maybe nothing.
Well, there's a couple different things we're going to be doing. You know, the single-use plastic bags happen to be one of the things that I think it's one of the leading pollutants into our waterways.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we're trying to do it in a couple different ways. We have paper bags for a lot of our items, and we're going to even source some basic brown paper bags that you would used to get in the grocery store years ago if we have larger orders that we need it for. Mm-hmm. We've also actually are turning right now to, because most of the items that we use the plastic bag for are our larger soda items and larger delivery items that we can hand to people once they get there. So we've actually sourced almost the same thing but insulated grocery bags, for lack of a better term.
Oh.
Like you'd use at the grocery store, we can put all of our sodas, we can put all of our items into these bags that our delivery drivers can take with them, bring it, hand it to the customer, and then we still have our bags. And all of our other, almost everything that we use when it comes to our takeout, the plastic that we still use for our takeout, they're not single-use containers. So they are reusable, the recyclable, reusable containers. So we hope that most people aren't throwing them out, that they're actually taking them and keeping them. And, you know, in the resort market, I can tell you that most people are keeping them. They're putting them and they're staying there because it's a good source to use for other containers when they need it in the house.
I love brown paper bags. Is it my understanding that brown paper bags would cost a bit business more than plastic?
Oh, yeah. It's not even comparable. Right now, the difference in our bags, we're literally 8 to 10 times more on a brown paper bag than the single-use reusable plastic. I mean, the single-use non-reusable plastic bags. And that's why most places went to them. But we think what we can mitigate a lot of those costs by starting to use these recycled grocery containers or grocery bags. We want to say the thermal bags that we can bring most of the things in. We're really trying to eliminate the use of all of those of bags in general as much as we can. We think that will be the savings factor, you know, in the difference between the cost of a brown bag to the plastic non-reusable bags.
What's Grotto's position on styrofoam? Do you use styrofoam?
We do not. We had styrofoam on only one item that we have been using in the polystyrene that we've been using was only on one insulated to-go container that we used for our gelato product. But past that, we don't use styrofoam.
What are your drinks in?
Our cups are a paper cup with a wax coating. So we don't have any issues there with that. And they just are doing the ban in Maryland, and we have stores down there also. So when we do something, we do it for company. We do it company wide. So they're going to be going to banning that. So it wouldn't even be an issue for us.
You said last year you eliminated straws, I guess only by request. Is that what I
correct?
Understand?
Yes.
Okay. So have you seen a cost savings?
Absolutely, we have. We're buying about 25% of the amount of straws that we used to buy. Fortunately, they're not a very high cost item for any restaurant. So I don't think the motivating factor for most companies is money in that sense.
Yeah.
Hey, with every business and every small business, every nickel and dime helps.
Yeah. So you still have plastic straws upon request. You didn't go to paper straws.
No, we have plastic straws by request. And, one of the other reasons that we keep them, I happen to be very involved with Easter Seals, with just the past chairman of Easter Seals at Delaware and Maryland's Eastern Shore. And the disabilities community are one of the main reasons why we need to keep straws. It's important for somebody throughout the disabilities community who do not have use of their arms, do not have use of their hands, the same function. And we felt that we needed to keep them. It's a limited use, really. As I said, it's gone down drastically, the amount of straws that we use in our businesses. But that's really one of the other driving factors that we felt we needed to keep them for.
Did you ever have a discussion on the paper straws?
We had lengthy discussions on them. They break down too easily.
I got to tell you something, Jeff. The places that offer paper straws, and I've gotten a paper straw, it has so turned me off to straws that I won't use straws, period. I mean, I can't stand the way it feels in my mouth.
Exactly, especially after, it's fine for the first sip, but then, a minute or two later, they start to break down, and everyone has that same issue with them. So we just thought it was easier just to, most people don't mind. They don't mind not having them.